Track 61. It was only 15 miles to La Puche from Forks, and I was enjoying the gorgeous, dense green forests along the road. The water was dark grey, even in the sunlight. The clouds still circled the sky, but for now the sun shone. We walked down to the beach. Some of the boys wanted to hike to the nearby tidal pools. The girls didn't want to go. They had the wrong shoes. "I will come too," I said, and a small group of us left. I was very cautious not to lean too far over the ocean ponds. The boys were fearless, jumping over the rocks. Finally, the boys were hungry, and we went back. The food was passed around, and my friend Eric introduced me to the others on the beach. I noticed a younger boy sitting on a rock glance at me. He looked 14, maybe 15 years old, and had long glossy black hair with beautiful silky skin and dark eyes. He was a Native American. "You're Isabella Swan, aren't you?" "Bella," I sighed. "I'm Jacob Black. Your dad bought my father's truck for you." "Oh, you're Billy's son." I remembered the guy. "Do you like scary stories?" Jacob said. "I love them," I hurried to reply. "Well, there are lots of legends claiming that we descend from wolves, and that wolves are still our brothers. And there are also the cold ones," he explained. "Cold ones?" I asked. "You see, the cold ones are the natural enemies of wolves. Well, not the wolves, really, but the wolves that turn into men. We call them werewolves. The cold ones promise to stay off our lands and not to hunt humans, but only animals. In my grandfather's time, there was a small group of cold ones living peacefully as civilized men. Their leader was named Carlyle." "Carlyle? Dr. Cullen?" I couldn't believe it. "But what are they? The cold ones, I mean." "They are blood drinkers. You call them vampires," he added. I was in shock. "Listen, Bella, it's just a legend." That night it was impossible to sleep. Could the Cullens be vampires? My mind was fighting against the idea. Yet there were so many points to confirm that.